Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. And also, by the way, I want to just tell you, I started a brand new video podcast with my friends at Microsoft. It's called Business and Burgers. And you should check it out at businessandburgers.com. It's a show where we basically go to a burger joint, a brew pub, sit down with somebody who is successful in life, like our friend who's on the phone with us, Ben Peterson, and maybe he tells us his story and tells us the secret sauce, the ingredients to his life that has set him up to succeed, to win, to be a champion in this world, in this crazy world that we live in. And so check it out at businessandburgers.com or on Facebook at Business and Burgers. It's really fun. And Ben Peterson back with us again, bamboohr.com. He's also a contributor to Inc. magazine, as I with this radio show. Ben, you know, we were talking about, you know, crisis management. How about you could tell us a little bit about Bamboo HR first and how you got going with all that? Because I always love the backstories, right? And then we'll talk, you can help us, you know, a little bit with setting up a culture. What do we do? So Bamboo HR.
That's a great question. And they're so tightly aligned, actually. That's actually a fun story for me. About 8 years ago, I got together with a partner who I just really cared about, and we'd worked at previous places, and we knew that we wanted to engineer the culture. We knew that we wanted to create a place in a specific work environment where we're really aligned about having that balance and that quality of life. And the reason that I started companies, frankly, was just because I wanted the freedom to be able to go to my son's t-ball game or go to my daughter's soccer game and just be able to spend time with the family and have that freedom. So setting up a place where we could go and we could work and that we could do really meaningful things and have a significant impact on the way that companies run. And then at the same time, we could have that balance where we were caring about the things that mattered most, our personal lives and our families, and,
right,
and trying to develop and grow on both sides, frankly. And so as we looked at businesses, we basically sat down in a room with a whiteboard for about 3 months, and we brainstormed business models and ideas and domain names we'd owned and technology we understood, and really tried to tease out of all of our ideas what would have a significant impact on people. And first of all, where would be a great place to work where you were having an impact? Because we talk about engagement, right? And engagement matters when you're doing meaningful things. And as we came out of that, we looked at all of these things and said, you know, we care significantly about small businesses. So Bamboo HR focuses specifically on that small and medium business in size. And how can we bring advantages to them that the big guys have, you know, with their million-dollar budgets, et cetera, but they're going to help these companies grow and engineer a work environment where all their people can benefit.
So at the end of the day,
came out of it. It is,
at the end of the day, you designed a company that you actually want to help others to duplicate. And I've got about 2 minutes before we end the show. I need to help set up a lot of people with a culture in that 2 minutes. Give it to me.
It's best principles, not best practices. So there's a ton of content from tons of different places, from blogs and experts and HR specialists that you can go and read about performance and engagement. The studies are there. The statistics are there. Everybody knows that the companies that have engaged employees outperform those that don't. But just be careful. Go find those best practices, read them, study them, and then pull out those best principles and apply it to your organization. And do not give lip service to your people. People matter most. Be authentic, be clear, have accountability, share the mission, share the why, and make those be the way that you behave, be the way that you communicate, be the way that you are together and the way that you grow your business. And don't think for a second that there's not real tangible dollar impact on those decisions that you make early on. And you will avoid so many crises and so many distractions to be able to just have a clear path ahead and just run as fast as you can. And it's just so liberating and fun to grow that way.
I love it, man. It's good advice, and I'm going to take it. Best practices, principles, I'll add virtues and values. Live and walk and breathe and be who you don't just pretend to be, but are. And with all that said, you'll have a company culture that is real, not one that is bolted together with a manual. You have to be it. Am I right, Ben?
Perfect. Great way to put it. Much better than I did, Alan. Thank
no, that's beautiful. I appreciate it. You can find him at bamboohr.com. You can also find him at inc.com, where you can find this radio show, Inc. Radio. I hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you've, you know, learned a little something and maybe can avoid a crisis. That's what we want to do. We don't want to have crisis management. I don't want to manage a crisis. I want to avoid it. That's my job, is to help you and me and my family and my friends to avoid crises and be successful in life. Ben Peterson, thanks. And thanks to all you guys for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Inc. Radio.